Perek Zayin Mishnah Alef is Mancha Koyin Gadol Nichnas L'Shtach Vay. So the after the entire Tumat service, after they had brought the Ketores, all the Kohanim would go into the Mikdash and bow down. If the Koyin Gadol was among them, he would have the schus of actually going in first and bowing before all the other Kohanim. Now, when he, meaning the Koyin Gadol, would go in to bow down, as a sign of kavod, three people accompanied him. Shlesha Erchsim Boy, three people would hold on to him as he walked. Echad b'minoi, one was on his right side. Vechad b'tzmolei, one was on his left side. Vechad b'avonim toves, and the other one would hold on to the shoulder straps of the ephod that had the precious stones on them. V'cheven sheshama hamamune koel raglov shekan gadol shu yaitse. And when the official, the kohen official, who when he would hear the sound of the kohen gadol as he was leaving, and of course the sound would be because at the bottom of the me'il of the kohen gadol were the little bells that would ring as he was walking, so everyone knew when the kohen gadol was coming and going. So when he heard the sound of the kohen gadol leaving, higbia loy es haparoches nichnas. He would raise the curtain of the doorway to the ulam that the kohen gadol could walk through, or some say it was the actual doorway of the mikdash itself. But in any event, it was a sign of respect to sort of open the door for the kohen gadol. And also, then at that point, the other kohanim were permitted to go in. Now, v'shtachva v'yaitza. First, he, the official, would go in and he would bow down and he would leave. And then v'nichnasu echav kohanim, and then all the other his brothers who were the kohanim, they would go in, v'shtachva, they would go in and bow down, v'yatsu, and then they would leave. Others say that it wasn't the memunah that had precedence. It's really just going back to the kohen gadol. However, others say that it was in three stages. There was kohen gadol, there was the memuna, and then there was everybody else. Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Bov amdu amal sulam. Then they all came out and stood on the steps of the ulam. Amdu rishonim l'dorim acheyim akahanim. And the first ones, these were the ones who, and we'll go through them, these were the five kahanim who had already served in the Mikdash with regard to the menorah and the inner mizbeach. They would stand to the south of their brothers, the kahanim. And then chamisha kelim b'yadim, and they were still holding the five kelim that they used for their avodah. Hateni b'yarecha, they had the teni, that was what was to remove the ashes of the inside mizbeach. Va'kuz b'yarecha, and then the kuz, which was to remove the ashes, to fix up the menorah, that was in the other one. Va'machta b'yarecha, and then we had the shovel that had the coals. Va'bozach b'yarecha, and then there was the bozach that held the keteris. Kaf v'chisuya b'yarecha, and then the other one had the kaf, which was the other pan for the keteris, and its cover was in the hands of the fifth kohen. They put down all their kelim, then all the kohanim together, uberchosam berachachas, they would bench the klal Yisrael, they'd bench the nation with a single bracha. Now this was, of course, berachas kohanim, but the point is, in the Mikdash, they said it as one bracha. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, Elisha b'medina ayimim sh'oyser shalosh brachas. As we know, in outside the Mikdash, they would give berachas kohanim in three brachas. That means in between each of the psukim of berachas kohanim, it would be a separate bracha, and the people who heard the bracha would say amen, as we do today. U'b'migdash bracha achas, but in the Mikdash, they only said a single bracha, and they didn't stop between each one. Also, they didn't say amen in the Mikdash. Some say they said Baruch Hashem Elikim Elikei Yisrael Min Olam Vad Olam. It's the Rambam. Others say that they would respond Baruch Hashem Gvayin Machusa Le'olam Voed. That's according to Rashi. But they did not say Amen, and they wouldn't pause between each one. They would say all three together, and then the Klai Yisrael would respond. But Migdash Hayayim is a Shem Kiksavai. As we know, in the Migdash, they would say the Shem as it was written, the Shem of Mefarish. In Medina, Bechinui, but in Medina, they said Shem Adnos, not Shem Mefarish. Medina Hakanim Naisim Eskapeim Yideim Kneged Kisfoisehem. In the outside of the Mikdash, the Kohanim would only raise their hands up to the height of their shoulders. But Mikdash Agabi Rishem, but in the Mikdash they'd raise it all above their heads. Chutz Mikayin Gadol Shenin Magbias Yadel L'malam and Tzitz, except for the Kohen Gadol who would not raise his hands above the Tzitz, where it was written Kodesh Lashem, so it wasn't Kavodik to raise his hands above that. Mikdash, since the Shechina was Shriya bein their fingers, they raise it on top of their head. But in the Medina, outside the Mikdash, they'd only raise it up to their shoulders. Even the Kohen Gadol would raise it above his head, over the tzitz. Shenemar, Vayisa Aaron es yadav elaam, Vayivarchem, it says, and Aaron lifted up his hands, and he blessed the people, and that's mashmi, he lifted it all the way, even above his head. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.